BBC News with Aaron Safir. Olivia de Havilland, one of the last remaining stars from the golden age of Hollywood, has died at the age of 104. Her career spanned more than 50 years, and she was the last surviving star from the 1939 classic Gone with the Wind. Crowds have gathered outside the US consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu as American diplomats prepare to leave following orders from Beijing to close the mission. China's decision to shut the site was a tit-for-tat response to Washington's order to Beijing to close its consulate in the city of Houston. Mexico has started reopening places of worship for the first time in 4 months, in spite of the continuing severity of the country's coronavirus outbreak. There will be strict social distancing measures in place. The Israeli government has set out plans for a one-off payment to every adult to help them deal with financial problems caused by the pandemic. The scheme would involve a sliding scale of payments from just over $200 for single adults to nearly $900 for families with three or more children. A group of 100 Nicaraguan migrants who were working in neighbouring Costa Rica have been allowed back home after being examined for possible symptoms of COVID-19. More than 500 Nicaraguans are in temporary shelters by the border, waiting for authorization to re-enter the country. There have been multiple explosions at a weapons depot belonging to the Iraqi police in the southern suburbs of Baghdad. The security forces have blamed the blasts on poor storage arrangements and high summer temperatures. The final games of the English Premier League football season have been played after a long delay due to coronavirus. Manchester United and Chelsea have joined the winners Liverpool and second-placed Manchester City in qualifying for next season's European Champions League. BBC News.